Morning IELTS Supplement, Monday, July 17, 2017. Eugénie Grandet. Eugénie Grandet is an 1833 novel by French author Honoré de Balzac about miserliness and how it is bequeathed from the father to the daughter, Eugénie, through her aunt's satisfying love attachment with her cousin. As is usual with Balzac,All the characters in the novel are fully realized. Balzac conceived this ambitious project, The Human Comedy, while writing Eugénie Grandet, and incorporated into the comedy by revising the names of some of the characters in the second edition, which he also dedicated to Maria du Fresne, his then lover and mother of his daughter, Marie-Caroline du Fresne, and, as was proved later on, the real,Eugénie Grandet. Plot Summary. Eugénie Grandet is set in the town of Saulmer. Eugénie's father, Félix, is a former cooper who has become wealthy through both business ventures and inheritance, having inherited the estates of his mother-in-law, grandfather-in-law, and grandmother all in 1 year. However, he is very miserly,And he, his wife, daughter, and their servant, Nanon, live in a run-down old house which he is too miserly to repair. His banker, De Cassin, wants Eugénie to marry his son, Adolphe. And his lawyer, Couchard, wants Eugénie to marry his nephew, President Couchard de Buffon. Both parties eyeing the inheritance from Félix.The two families constantly visit the Grandet to get Félix's favor, and Félix in turn plays them off against each other for his own advantage. On Eugénie's birthday in 1819, Félix's nephew Charles Grandet arrives from Paris unexpectedly at their home, having been sent there by his father, Guillaume. Charles does not realize that his father, having gone bankrupt, is planning to take his own life.Guillaume reveals this to his brother Félix in a confidential letter which Charles has carried. Charles is a spoiled and indolent young man who is having an affair with an older woman. His father's ruin and suicide are also published in the newspaper, and Charles' uncle Félix reveals his problems to him. Félix considers Charles to be a burden and plans to send him off overseas to make his own fortune.However, Eugénie and Charles fall in love with each other and hope to eventually marry. She gives him some of her own money to help him with his trading ventures. Meanwhile, Félix hatches a plan to profit from his brother's ruin. He announces to Couchard de Buffon that he plans to liquidate his brother's business, so avoid a declaration of bankruptcy, and therefore save the family of honor.Couchard de Buffon volunteers to go to Paris to make the arrangements, provided Félix pays his expenses. The De Grassins then visit just as Félix and Couchard de Buffon are in the middle of discussions, and the banker De Grassin volunteers to do Félix's bidding for free. So Félix accepts De Grassin's offer instead of Couchard's de Buffon's. The business is liquidated.And the creditor gets 46% of their debts in exchange for their bank bills. Félix then ignores all demands to pay the rest, whilst selling the bank bills at a profit. By now, Charles has left to travel overseas. He entrusts Eugénie with a small gold-plated cabinet which contains pictures of his parents.Later, Félix is angered when he discovers that Eugénie has given her money,all in gold coins, to Charles. This leads to his wife's falling ill with grief, and his daughter's being confined to her room. Eventually, they are reconciled, and Félix reluctantly agrees that Eugénie can marry Charles. In 1827, Charles returns to France. By now, both the Eugénie's parents have died. However, Charles is no longer in love with Eugénie,and he has become very wealthy through his trading, but he has also become extremely corrupt. He becomes engaged to the daughter of an impoverished aristocratic family. In order to make himself respectable, He writes to Jenny to announce his marriage plans and to break off their engagement. He also sends a check to pay off the money that she gave him. Eugenie is heartbroken, especially when she discovers that Charles had been back in France for a month when he wrote to her. She sends back the cabinet. Eugenie then decides to become engaged to Couchon the Buffon on two conditions. One is that she remains a virgin after marriage, and the other is that he agrees to go to Paris to act for her to pay off all the debts due Guillaume Grandet's creditors. Couchon de Buffon carries out the debt payment in full. This comes just in time for Charles to find that his future father-in-law objects to letting his daughter marry the son of a bankrupt. When Charles meets Couchon de Buffon, he discovers that Eugenie is in fact far wealthier than he is. During his brief stay at Selmore, he had assumed from the state of their home that his relatives were poor. Couchon de Buffon marries Eugenie hopeful of becoming fabulously wealthy. However, he dies young, and at the end of the book, Eugenie is a very wealthy widow of 33, having now inherited her husband's fortune. At the end of the novel, although by the standards of the time she should be unhappy, childless and widowed, she is instead quite content with her lot. She has learned to live life on her own terms and has learned of the hypocrisy and shallowness of the bourgeois, and that her best friends will come from the lower classes.